Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
My name is Kyle Jennings, and I received a wireless and Wi-Fi repeater that I did not order. And it has on here, the packing slip says user, forest.greenwood@aol.com.
Okay, is the package addressed to you or it's addressed to someone else?
It's addressed to me.
It's addressed to you, but you said you don't know where it's coming from?
I don't know who this, it says order number, date, user, and ship date. The user is Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T, greenwood@aol.com. I have no idea who Forrest is, but I did not order this.
Okay, what is your shipping address?
It's 503 Jeffries Lane, South Hill, Virginia, 23970.
Okay, so the forest.greenwood@aol.com, that's the email address, and you said you don't recognize it?
No, somebody else ordered this, and somehow it's shipped to me. It's got shipped to with my name and my address.
Okay, so it shows me here that there was an offer for a Wi-Fi booster where you paid the shipping and handling cost, which was $7.95, and you're saying you didn't pay that fee?
No, I didn't order, I didn't ask for this, period. I've never seen
okay,
an offer.
I have a card ending in 9727. Is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So if you would like, sir, what I can do is I can process a fraud on the account. The only thing that I use is the IP address. So we do contact the local authorities and provide them with that IP, and I just simply request that they verify the device that was used and the location from where the order took place. Now, is there anyone in your home that could have submitted this order?
I just sent a text and asked my daughter. My wife would not have ordered this. I haven't
okay.
talked to them yet. No.
All right. So once I process that fraud, sir, I'm not going to be able to stop it. So I do have to advise you of that. Whoever's IP it comes back to, they will be liable for fraud and also for the fee on the account. So in the next 3 to 5 business days, we will be giving you the result on that.
Well, let me make sure nobody, I don't know who the hell Forrest Greenwood is, but I'll call
back.
Well,
that's not the person's name. That's the email address that was provided.
Yeah, well, nobody here has that email address.
Okay. I mean, if we submit the fraud, we'll be able to tell whose IP was used.
Okay.
So I'm going to submit that, and it does take 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.